All right, Matthew chapter 5, our text this morning will be verse 5, blessed are the meek. We're going to continue our studying the Beatitudes with meekness. I want to remind you that the Lord is not showing us in the Beatitudes how to be saved. He's not telling us that we have to produce meekness in order to be saved. Salvation comes through faith in Christ. It's by believing Christ. And we don't produce faith, do we? No, God gives that to his people as a free gift. Well, we can't produce meekness either. God's got to give that to us as a free gift of his grace. We can't produce meekness because meekness is opposed to our proud, selfish, self-serving nature. But God gives this fruit, this nature of meekness to everyone that he saves. If you go read the list of the fruits of the Spirit, meekness is among them. This is a gift that God gives all of his people. So he's not telling us how to be saved, and he's not telling us how to be lived. He's not, in a way, threatening his people, saying, now you better be meek, or I'm going to get you. That's not what he's teaching us at all. He's telling us what a believer is by God's grace. This is part of the nature that God gives his people. Meekness is an evidence of salvation. If God saved you, he's given you meekness. Now, we think that people who are blessed of God or who are blessed are people who are bold. They're so bold. I mean, they will do whatever they've got to do to get their way. They won't let anything stand in their way. We think that's the blessed person, a bold person. He can get God to get his way. But God says, blessed are the meek. And we think a meek person is a person who's timid, who's weak, who's spineless, and just will never stand up for himself. We think a meek person is someone who's a doormat. They'll just let everybody run all over them. We think a meek person is a person who won't speak their mind. Now, let me give you a note on that, not speaking your mind. More people ought to take the opportunity to not speak their mind. You know, if the Lord ain't giving us something to say, we ought to keep our mouth shut. Solomon said in Proverbs 17:28, even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise. You know, a modern day translation of that would be, it's better to appear a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. If meekness were not speaking your mind, maybe more people ought to be meek. But that's not what the Lord's talking about. That's not the meaning of meekness in the Bible at all. Meekness is a submission to God's will. That's what meekness is. Now, if we believe what we claim to believe, if we believe that God's sovereign and God never makes a mistake in anything that he does, how could I not be meek? I mean, how could I not submit to his will if he's sovereign and everything he does is right? You know, whatever God does with me is good simply because God did it. It's right simply because God did it, and I ought to willingly submit to that. I ought to be meek. Meekness is this: knowing that God is the first cause of everything, so I willingly bow to everything that happens. If God's the first cause of it, even if it hurts my flesh, I ought to bow to it because it's best, because God did it. I'll give you two examples. Job, the very day he lost everything he had except his wife, what did he say? The Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's meekness. Eli, when Samuel came and told him, God's going to kill your two boys, Eli said, it's the Lord. Let him do what seemeth him good. That's meekness. That is submission to God. Meekness is to wait on the Lord. It's not to scheme and try to find your way, you know, to get out of this situation or make happen what you think ought to happen. Meekness is to wait on the Lord. He's going to do what's right when it's the right time to do it. That's what meekness is. You know, Scripture calls Moses the most meek man upon the face of the earth. Now, when you think about Moses, you don't think about a weak, spineless man at all, do you? Just the opposite. Moses didn't let Pharaoh run over him like a doormat. Yet Moses was the most meek man upon the face of the earth because he was meek before the Lord. Moses was obedient to go where the Lord sent him. If Moses had his druthers, he'd have stayed out there keeping Jethro's sheep. But meekness, in meekness, he submitted to God's will and went where God told him to do what God sent him to do. And that meekness before the Lord made Moses as bold as a lion in the service of the Lord. Meek people are easy to identify. A meek person will easily forgive others. Because our primary aim is not for what's best for me, not to get vindication for me, but what's best for the good of the church. Well, then we'll forgive one another to keep these situations from coming up that would cause division. A meek person won't envy the gifts of others. God gave some gifts to them. He gave different gifts to me. It's the Lord that made the difference. It's the Lord that gave or that didn't give. Then I just submit to it. Because whatever God has done is best. Now that's what meekness is. And I want to give you 9 reasons that the meek are blessed of God. And I'm not going to be able to spend much time on each of them because of the time we have allotted. But if you want, you can jot them down and go back and look at them a little more later. But number one is this. The meek are blessed because only the meek will inherit the earth. That's what our Lord says in Matthew 5, verse 5, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Now, when you inherit something, it now belongs to you. It was given to you by somebody who owns it, and now you own it. They gave it to you. Well, believer, everything in the earth, everything in the earth, and everything that happens in the earth belongs to the meek. It all belongs to God's people. God is working all of that together for His glory and the eternal good of His people. That's why Paul said, all things are for your sakes. Whatever it is that God's doing in the government of this earth, He's doing it for the sake of His people, for the sake of the meek. And one day, Christ is going to return and God's going to make all things new. He's going to create a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. And it's going to be all for His people. All for the meek. They've inherited the earth. Those who God has saved by His grace inherit the earth. All right, number two, look over a few pages of Matthew chapter 11. The meek are blessed because only the meek are Christ-like. Matthew 11, verse 28. Our Lord says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, the Son of God describes His character. He describes Himself as meek and lowly. Now, how can that be? How can God be meek? How can God be lowly? Well, you know, Moses was, he must have been, because Scripture said he was, the meekest man upon the face of the earth at that time. But the Lord Jesus is the meekest man to ever live. He is the only man who is perfectly submissive to the Father. And He was joyfully submissive to His Father. And the reason that He can give rest to the souls of His people is He was meek. He was the submissive servant of His Father who came to do everything that the Father gave Him to do. God's people have rest for their souls because Christ already did everything. He already accomplished the salvation of His people. All the work's done. So God's people can rest. Christ finished it as the submissive servant of His Father. And God's elect have rest for their souls. They have rest from fear. They don't have to fear condemnation. They don't fear judgment. Well, why not? Aren't they sinners? Absolutely they are. But they don't fear condemnation. They don't fear judgment because the Lord Jesus Christ was so perfectly submissive, He submitted unto His Father, even unto death. Look at Philippians chapter 2. The death of Christ as a substitute for His people removes the fear of death and the fear of punishment for His people because Christ died in our place. Philippians 2, verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. It wasn't robbery for Him to say He's equal with God. He is equal with God. But He made Himself of no reputation, and took upon Him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And Paul says to God's people, now you let that mind be in you. You let this mind of meekness and submission to God's will be in you. Well, the only way that mind can be in us is if God put it in us. He's got to put this mind in us in the new birth. And the mind that God gives everyone he saves is a Christ-like mind. It's to have the mind of Christ, to be meek and submissive to the will of the Father. And only the meek can be Christ-like. All right, now look back at Psalm 22. The next several of these we look at are going to be found in the Psalms. And this is the third thing. The meek are blessed because only the meek can be satisfied with Christ. Psalm 22, verse 26. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. Only the meek are going to be satisfied. Only the meek can eat Christ. And you know this thing we talk about eating Christ, eating his body, drinking his blood, it refers to having union with Christ. Well, only the meek can be satisfied. Because only the meek have this union with Christ, and they wouldn't have it any other way. They're satisfied having union with Christ, having their righteousness be his obedience to the law, having their forgiveness of their sins through his sacrifice. They're satisfied. I'm satisfied because I did what he did as my representative. And only the meek can be satisfied that way. Only the meek will submit like that to the righteousness of Christ. Only the meek can really praise the Lord whatever he does. Because only the meek can submit to the will of the Father like that. Only the meek will seek the Lord. God commanded us, seek me, seek Christ. Well, only the meek are going to be submissive enough to do it. You see, meekness is something God's got to put in us. We can't produce that by nature. That's what God's got to put in us. And if he puts that in us and we're satisfied with Christ, that's the blessed person, to be satisfied. They're blessed. Now look over at page Psalm 25, verse 9. The meek are blessed because God only teaches the meek. Wouldn't it be wonderful to be taught of God? Well, God only teaches the meek. Verse 9 of Psalm 25, the meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. God teaches his way to the meek. Now, remember Moses, when he prayed, he asked the Lord, show me your way. He didn't ask, show me your ways. All of Israel saw God's ways. Egypt saw God's ways. They saw what God had done. Moses was asking, show me your way. Show me why you do what you do. Show me your way of salvation. Show me your way of mercy. Show me your way of grace. Show me the way to the Father. In essence, what Moses was praying is, show me Christ. Because he's the way to the Father. He's the way of salvation. He's the way of mercy and grace. And the Father will teach that, his way, to the meek. Now hold your place there in the Psalms and look over at John chapter 6. Do you want to know if you're one of the meek? Do you want to know if the Father's taught you or if some man has taught you? Can you know the difference? You can. And here's how you can tell. If the Father's taught you, you come to Christ. If you're meek, you've come to Christ. John 6, verse 44. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. And I'll raise him up at the last day. It's written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father does what? Cometh unto me. If the Father's the one that's taught you, you will come to Christ. Only the meek will be drawn to Christ, and only the meek can come to Christ. And if you come to Christ, if God Almighty draws you to Christ, and you come to Christ and he will in no wise cast you out, that's the blessed person, the meek. All right, now look at Psalm 37. Here's the fifth thing. The meek are blessed because only the meek can have peace with God. Psalm 37, verse 11. Here's David saying the same thing our Lord said, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Now, only the meek can delight themselves in abundance of peace, because only the meek will submit themselves to the righteousness of Christ. That was Paul's complaint with his countrymen, the Jews. They will not submit themselves to the righteousness of Christ. And since they don't submit themselves to the righteousness of Christ, they have no peace. They can't find any peace for their heart in all their activity of religion, activity of the law. The only way we're ever going to have peace in the heart is to quit going about to establish our own righteousness and to submit ourselves to the righteousness of Christ without our works adding one whit to it. That's the only way we can have peace. Well, then only the meek can have peace with God, because only the meek will submit. That's what meekness is. It's submission to God. Well, only the meek will submit themselves to salvation through the sacrifice of Christ and through the obedience of Christ. Christ made peace for us by the blood of his cross. That's the only way we can have peace, through the blood of his cross. Now, there's such peace in knowing that my sin has been put away. As full of sin as I am, it's been paid for by the blood of Christ. God's not angry with me anymore, because the blood of Christ took away the sin that made God angry. And that's abundant peace, but it can only be enjoyed by the meek. They're the only ones who will submit to that. All right, here's the sixth thing. Psalm 76. The meek are blessed, because only the meek will be saved. God will never save anybody that's not meek. Psalm 76, verse 8. Thou didst cause judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still. When God arose to judgment to save all the meek of the earth. Now, the salvation of our soul is the greatest gift that God can give. The salvation of the soul. What would a man give for his soul? What good does it do if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? The greatest gift that God can give is the salvation of the soul of a sinner. And God does that. But he only saves the meek. Here David talks about God arising in judgment. Now, I don't know about you, but I think, goes through my mind, when I think about that day, the Lord Jesus Christ right now is sitting upon the throne of glory, ruling, reigning in complete ease. One day, he's going to stand up. He's going to come again. I remember, we were looking at some old pictures last night and saw some old pictures of my dad with the girls when they were little. And the only thing that those two girls knew about my dad was just gushy love, Savannah, you want to read Snow White for the 15th time? Well, I'll just do it, I remember my dad a little bit differently. I remember him sitting there in his easy chair, his feet, propped up on that lazy boy, and, buddy, you knew everything better come to a stop when he reached down, flipped that thing up, and he's come up out of that chair. It got your attention. Something's going to happen. And for those of us that weren't behaving, it won't be very pleasant. I think of the Lord Jesus Christ sitting upon his throne, and he's putting up with this creation right now. Right now, how it must grieve his holy soul. But he's putting up with it for the salvation of his people. And when that purpose is accomplished, he's going to stand up, and he's coming again. And I think of him coming again in wrath, in judgment upon this world, to destroy the world, to damn those that will not believe on him. But David says here, when he arises in judgment to come again, he's coming to save the meek. He's coming to gather his people to himself, and their souls will be saved. Now that's to be delivered from the wrath to come. That's the greatest blessing that God can give a sinner. And he's only going to save those who are meek. God makes them meek, and he saves them. That's his gift to them. See, only the meek are willing to be saved on God's terms. The proud, they want to contribute to it. They want it to be their way. Only the meek are willing to be saved on God's terms. And not only are they willing to be saved on God's terms, they wouldn't change it if they could. That's meekness. It's not just, well, you know, God's going to break my fingers from hanging on to this hope and, you know, I got to accept this because this is the only choice. No, it is the only choice, but more than that, the meek wouldn't change it if they could. They gladly submit to God's way. Hold your place there in the Psalms again. Look over at James chapter 1. James, first chapter, verse 21. James says, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Now, only the meek can receive salvation. Only the meek can receive the engrafted word, God's word put into our heart. Because when you receive something, you simply take what somebody else gives you. You didn't earn it, you received it. You received it as a free gift. Now the proud aren't going to receive salvation as a free gift. They'll receive everything else freely, but they won't receive salvation freely. They're too proud. They've got to try to earn it. They've got to try to contribute something to it. Only the meek will not try to, they won't try to earn it. They just receive what God gives them as a free gift of his grace. So only the meek can receive salvation, because man left to his nature will always try to earn it, and he'll never attain it. Never. But the meek receive it. All right, back to Psalm 147. Here's the seventh thing. The meek are blessed of God, because God only lifts up the meek. Psalm 147, verse 6. The Lord lifteth up the meek. He casteth the wicked down to the ground. Now the Lord only lifts the meek beggar from the dunghill to set him among princes. The proud, who think they deserve something from God, the proud who, while they're on the dunghill, think they deserve to sit at God's table, God's going to leave them right where they're at. But the meek, undeserving person, every single one of them, God will lift them up. He'll lift them up all the way to glory and make that meek beggar who God found sitting on the dunghill just like his son. Now that's the blessed person. To be lifted away from this earth and be made just like Christ. That's the blessed person. All right, now look at Isaiah chapter 61. Eighth is this. The meek are blessed because the gospel is only preached to the meek. Isaiah 61, we've looked at this almost every week in our study of the Beatitudes. This is the passage our Lord chose for his very first public message, and he said, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Isaiah 61, verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Christ said he came to preach the gospel, good tidings to the meek. And he said, this day is a scripture fulfilled in your ears. He's preaching the gospel to the meek. Now I know many people hear the gospel preached, you know, with these ears. It surprised me to hear that our radio program on Saturday mornings reaches as far away as Moorhead, Kentucky. I mean, the amount of people that could possibly hear that is staggering. The report we get every month from Sermon Audio, the number of countries, different countries in all the states across this land that hear a message just from this little old place, it's staggering. Many people hear, but the only people who hear the gospel, the only people who hear it with ears of faith, they hear it in the heart, and they rejoice in the gospel, are the meek. Only the meek can rejoice in the gospel. It's only good news for the meek. The gospel simply says Christ did it all. Christ is all. Christ did it all. Well, that's not good news to self-righteous. They want to do something. So to hear Christ is all, that's not good news to them. They're not going to rejoice in that. But to hear that Christ is all, he is all of our salvation, that's good news to the meek. Our Lord told his disciples, blessed are your ears, for they hear. Well, that's a blessing that God gives the meek. He lets them hear and believe the gospel. Now, what a blessing to know God always sends the gospel to the meek. It's going to find them. It's going to reach them. God's going to give them an ear to hear it and a heart to believe it. And they're going to rejoice in it. That's the blessed person. All right, here's the last thing. 1 Peter chapter 3. The meek are blessed of God because only the meek are valuable to God. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 3. Who's adorning? Let it not be that outward adorning, the plaiting of hair and wearing of gold or putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Now, just in case somebody's going to take something good and take it to extreme and go to the deep end, the apostle here is not telling us, don't comb your hair. He's not telling you, don't wash your hair and don't comb your hair, don't braid it. He's not telling us that. I know he's speaking specifically to ladies here. He's not telling you, don't wear some gold earrings or gold jewelry. He's not telling you, don't wear nice clothes. That's not what he's saying at all. He's saying, don't let that be your only beauty. Here's the beauty of a believer, a meek and quiet spirit, a spirit that is submissive to God's will. God says, that's of great price to me. God says, when I see that meek attitude, that quiet, submissive spirit to everything I do, he said, that's precious to me. That's valuable to me. But here's our problem. We can't produce that meek attitude, can we? We can't make ourselves valuable to God. We can't make ourselves precious to him. Well, what a blessing that God then would give that meek spirit to all of his people. God's people are precious to him. He calls them his precious jewels. He said their death is precious in his sight. They're precious to him. Well, then a blessed person is the person who's been made valuable, who's been made precious by what God put in them. See, that's the blessing. If God considers me precious, the only thing you can say about that is, that's God's blessing. I didn't do that. He did that. And that's why the meek are blessed. What more could sinners like you and me want than for God to give us this meek, quiet, submissive attitude, which is in his sight of great price? All right, the Lord bless you.